Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Camtek First Quarter 2012 Results Conference Call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 3rd, 2012. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, change in economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, would you like to begin?
Yes, thank you, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Camtek's First Quarter 2012 Results Conference Call, and I would also like to thank Camtek's management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Roy Porat, the Camtek CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, the company's CFO. Roy will start by discussing recent development within the company and the market. Moshe will give an overview of Camtek's performance in the first quarter. Before we begin, may I remind our listeners that during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that the presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investor understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing core operation and prospect for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures is included in today's earnings release. After that, we'll open the call, and we'll be happy to. Sorry. We'll now move over to Roy, and at the end, we'll start the question and answer session. Roy, please.
Thank you, Ehud. Hello, and good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Allow me to start the call by saying that things are improving and the bottom is behind us. The first quarter revenue came in line with our guidance and was aligned with the general business environment in the back-end semi and PCB markets. However, these revenue levels are far away from our goals. The markets that we serve are currently in high utilization, and we are starting to see capacity expansions in both the semiconductor and printed circuit boards. We started the first quarter with a very low level of booked orders on hand, while the second quarter has started with a very high level of booked orders on hand, to the extent that in some products we have extended our delivery time. The dynamics of the electronic supply chain that we serve is now finally coming into play. Most front-end semiconductor manufacturers started to increase capacity and buy equipment in the third and fourth quarter of last year. Back-end semiconductor manufacturers started to show growth only recently in March and going into the second quarter. We anticipate this demand to reach the PCB sector with a greater impact in the next few months. The commentary we are getting from most customers anticipate a good second half, although not all of them have orders on hand to support this. From the first quarter results, it's evident that our semiconductor business is on its way to a full recovery and was the main contributor to our first quarter top line. We still expect the demand for our PCB inspection products will start picking up during the second half of the year. I would like to provide a closer look at the markets. The semiconductor business in the first quarter was mainly driven by our back-end inspection tools. As I indicated earlier, during the second quarter, the semiconductor part of our business is growing fast and returning to levels of demand that we witnessed back in 2011, especially the back-end inspection. The drivers underlying current demands continue to be a combination of technology buys, as well as encouraging news that we started getting capacity buys orders, part of which will be shipped during the second quarter, with the full delivery continued in the second half of 2012. These capacity buys are from both IDMs and OSATs, mainly in Asia. Looking now to our new front-end semiconductor business that includes our macro inspection tool, Gannet, and the X-Act sample prep tool. As we indicated, these two products are our engines for growth going forward. We are very active in both of these areas, and we expect much of our future growth to come from these products. In the first quarter, we did not recognize revenues of Exact sales, although we continue to be very active. We concluded a very successful tool demonstration and expect to install two more tools in the next few months. The newly launched Exact 200 allows us to achieve sample preparation of specific sites with a very high resolution stem. It is in penetration with multiple customers, and although the sale process is long, the market acceptance for this new technology is very positive. With regards to the front-end macro inspection, we see continued penetration leveraging our back-end inspection technology in order to penetrate new segments, addressing a much larger TAM. We expect to have an important new penetration into a new account with the first tool in the next few weeks. Although we are currently unable to offer customers the full range of their needs in the front-end macro inspection, we are expanding our ability in every new account we penetrate to. Every new customer also includes significant potential for future orders, especially those that are ranked in the top five semiconductor manufacturers. The penetration is slow and long process that will yield growth in the years to come. Looking at the PCB inspection business, we witnessed a sharp decline in demand in our products in the fourth quarter last year, with no real recovery yet in the first quarter of 2012. However, we are seeing a big increase in utilization of our install base, and customers are now discussing expansion plans. Assuming that capacity increases we witnessed in the semiconductor business is not all to inventory, we expect some of it will be mounted on boards, and therefore we anticipate a rebound also in our PCB inspection business. We enjoyed a favorable product mix in the first quarter that improved our gross margins, and we expect the trend to continue due to the launch of our new AOI Phoenix, which is advancing as planned, and we have gained a very good feedback from the market. We are able to sell the Phoenix at higher end user prices, and we expect to see it becoming a larger portion of our inspection tools we sell to the PCB market. A short update on the status of our solder mask inkjet printer, or DMD for short. We have launched this product for sale, and we are currently active in pursuing first tool orders. The sale process begins with the supply of multiple samples to the customers that are looking to purchase the tools and need to qualify these samples. Currently, this stage is taking us more time than we initially planned, as we encountered process issues that delayed our plans by about a few months. These specific process issues were solved, and we indicated a few times in the past there may still be a risk of problems ahead of us that we are not aware of. We do not anticipate this delay to have significant impact on our 2012 results. We will keep you updated as things develop. To summarize, as you already heard, we are guiding revenues to be up more than 30% sequentially in Q2. I believe that Camtek is well positioned in its traditional two vertical businesses, back-end inspection and semiconductor, and PCB. The back-end inspection business has rebounded, and we expect the PCB to fall soon, while our three new growth engines are coming into play. I would now like to turn over the call to Moshe to review the financials. Moshe?
Thank you, Roy, and hello, everyone. You can find the results in the press release issued earlier today. Revenues for the first quarter of 2012 were $18.2 million. This is a decrease of 14% compared with $21.1 million in the prior quarter. Revenues came in a little above the midpoint of the guidance issued last quarter of between $17 and $19 million. Revenues from sales and services to semiconductor manufacturing and packaging industries were $11.2 million, or about 61% of revenues. With regards to PCB and IC substrates, we generated $7 million in revenues during the quarter, contributing about 39% of revenues. Looking at revenues from a different perspective, our inspection products were the main driver of our revenue for the quarter, accounted for approximately 70% of revenue. Failure analysis 7%, and most of the remainder came from services. Geographically, international sales represented approximately 93% of revenues, and U.S. sales accounted for 7%. China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 35% of overall revenues. Taiwan accounted for 13%, and the rest of Asia was 35%. The remaining 10% came from rest of the world. I will now summarize the rest of our results on a non-GAAP basis, which mainly exclude expenses with respect to the acquisition of Sela and Printar and share-based compensation. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results appear in the tables at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Gross profits totaled $7.7 million, or gross margin of 42.5%. This is compared with $8.9 million, or gross margin of 42.1% of revenue in the prior quarter. Considering the revenue level this quarter and that portion of our cost of goods sold is fixed, our gross margin was on the high side, mainly due to a favorable product mix, including increasing contribution from the Phoenix, our new PCB product line, which carries higher gross margins. This should have a positive impact on our margin moving forward as contribution of the Phoenix to the top line grows. Operating expenses in the quarter were $8.6 million compared to $8.8 million in the previous quarter. We are continually focusing on keeping tight control over our operating expenses, especially during quarters of lower revenue levels. During the quarter, our operating expenses were lower, mainly due to the timing of some expenses, which did not occur in the quarter. We expect expenses to slightly increase in the second quarter. I know that our operating income break-even point on revenue varies between $21 to $23 million level, and it depends on the product mix sold in the quarter, as well as timing of some of our operating expenses. Operating loss in the quarter was $900,000. This is compared with operating income of $100,000 in the prior quarter. Net loss in the quarter was $600,000, or $0.02 per share, compared to net loss of $500,000, or loss of 2 cents per share in the prior quarter. We generated a positive operating cash flow of $600,000 and ended the quarter with cash and cash equivalents and short-term deposits of $25.9 million, compared with $26 million as of December 31st, 2011. The decrease is mainly a result of repayment of a bank loan in the amount of $400,000. Account receivables remain at the same level versus the December quarter. Inventory levels went up by $900,000 to support our expectations for growth in the coming quarter. With regards to the outlook of the second quarter of 2012, given the recovery in the markets and significant improvement in our flow of orders, we expect revenue of between $23 and $25 million. We do have limited visibility into the second half of 2012, but there are positive market expectations for continued growth. With these levels of revenue, we should return to profitability. We will now open the call for questions.
Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Edwin Mok of Needham & Co. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my question. I have a question on the guidance. So if I take the midpoint of your guidance and assume PCB is roughly flattish in the second quarter, that would imply like a 50% sequential growth in the semi business. Is that how you think about your business in the second quarter? And is that mostly driven by inspection for the second quarter?
Yes. So the quick answer is yes. We don't anticipate, or in the guidance, we don't anticipate yet a full recovery in the PCB. And I would say that most of the planned growth would be from our semiconductor sector. But we do have to keep in mind that the semiconductor side of our business, basically, it's predominantly the back-end inspection business, but it has also a contribution of the two new growth engines, which is the sample prep tool, the Sela division tools, and the front end tools. So I think all of them together would probably get you to the numbers you had in mind. I think you're pretty much on top of it. Yeah,
I see. So Okay, so maybe just kind of a quick follow-up question. You said that in the first quarter, you didn't have any revenue on the exact product, right? Is that changing in the second quarter, or do you expect this revenue some exact product in the second quarter? Is that what part of what driving the growth here?
It's not a big part, but yes, we do expect to have some revenues in the second quarter and even more in the third, probably. I did discuss that we've had a pretty good demo a few weeks back and should have another one in the next couple of weeks, and both of them should contribute some more orders going forward.
I see. So it's fair to say that back-end is growing and that's driving a good part of the growth, but you do expect some incremental revenue from the other products as well. Is that how?
That is correct. But as you said, the majority, the big portion of the growth is the back-end inspection, yes.
Great. And then on the PCB side, just quickly, you mentioned that utilization has picked up and you have some incremental discussion with your customer about installation plans, right? You have a rough idea of where we are in terms of utilization, and historically, where do you think utilization needs to get to before you really start to see this investment?
That's a good question, and I'll try to answer it in two ways. I think we've discussed it in past the quarters. We actually have an automated way from our extensive install base to actually know how much each machine is used, and we have probably a few thousand or 2,000 tools out there in production. So if you take a few hundreds of them and you measure utilization, you get a pretty good sense of where the market is. And in the past, I would say when we passed the 85%, we'd start seeing large orders. We have passed that threshold. Having said that, we don't see yet the orders coming in. But the thing about the PCB market that anybody in this business really realizes is that when it comes very fast. The delivery times in the PCB market could be 2 to 3 weeks. So things could even turn during this quarter. If you look at the wider picture, I mean, as I've said before, front end picked up in third, fourth quarter last year. Back end is picking up right now in March and second quarter. So, all this silicon will be mounted on boards, or part of it will be mounted on boards. Part of it may go to inventory, but and so there's no way to go. It's one food chain. So we're pretty optimistic it's going to reach the PCB. It depends when.
I see. I see. So while you're not providing second half guidance, you're more optimistic about second half then. Actually, I want to circle back on back end. I forgot to ask you one question. It is a pretty strong uptake, and I think even your competitor has talked about it, and some of your peers in the back end has also talked about a very strong uptake in terms of business. Are you worried that this is just a one quarter or maybe one or two quarter kind of uptake, and then you go back to kind of lower level, or do you think this is sustainable?
I'm paid to be worried, but I think the general atmosphere going to the second half is positive. I mean, you guys, I think even you guys covered TSMC or indicated TSMC indicated, expansion of CapEx to the rest of the year and others as well. And as I've said before, when I just came back from Asia 2 weeks ago and probably met 10 to 15 customers, I think all of them have a positive outlook going to the second half. To tell you that they have orders on hand to support this positive outlook, not necessarily, not all of them. So I think that's about as far as our visibility goes into the, if you talk about second half of the year.
I see. One last question, and I'll go away. On the GreenJet side, I based on your commentary, it sounds like you guys are making some progress, but kind of no commitment here. Do you expect to start potentially seeing revenue, later on the year or more like 2013? How do you kind of think about that?
I think if it becomes significant only in 2013, our plan is to start showing revenues during this year. As I've said before, we started shipping, we started selling the product. So the first stage in selling the product is getting samples out to customers. After you convince the customer it's something interesting, and that's a very easy step. The second step is, okay, give me a sample. And when we started getting a variety of samples, we saw that we still have some process issues, and that kind of took us back a few months back from our original plans. To tell you that there are not additional process issues in front of us that we're not aware of right now, I can't tell you. The good news is really, and that's a very encouraging news, is that the process issues that we found are fixed already. So this is approximately where we are. I mean, I think, you know, it's a new technology. It's not something that anybody else is doing. And it's a very high gain, but still a high-risk play. So we're very optimistic on it, and we're going to continue to invest what's needed to make it work. It's a big question, you know. I wouldn't really give a firm commitment right now to where we're going to start seeing significant revenues from this business.
Great. That was helpful. I guess I can go away without asking a question on financials. So it looks like margin improved a little bit sequentially and talk about product mix, right? But in the coming quarter, you expect the Fenix 2 to be a driver. But I think, I mean, if I kind of think about it, right, your PC business, you really don't anticipate much growth in the coming quarter. So does that really help your gross margin in the second quarter, or is it more like a second half, and then that's in terms of gross margin benefit from the Fenix 2?
So hi, Edwin. This is a combination mainly of contribution from the new Fenix tool, which carries, you know, higher gross margin, and the product mix that will be favorable into, one, the ME, and second, more Fenix tools will generate more gross margin for us. So between the two, we feel comfortable that the gross margin levels will go up.
I see. Okay, great. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Edwin.
The next question is from Jay Srivatsa from Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. Congratulations on a good quarter and good guidance. The question I have was on the PCB business. What are you looking for in terms of signs in the market as you start to look at Q2 and beyond for some bounce back in the PCB business?
Hi, Jay. Thanks for the question. It's really a straightforward, simple indication. You know, we're a major player in this arena, and there's a few expansions on play right now, all of them in China. We're on top of all of them. We'll probably get some of it once they come into reality, as we always have done in the past. So I think it's only a hesitation of our customers. When is the point in time that they really need or must order the tools to support their expansions? And as I've said before, you know, normally in the market, it's a two, three-week lead time for an inspection tool in the PCB arena. So once the trigger is launched, then we will know there's a rebound in this business. And as I've said before, you know, if more silicon is made, there are going to be more boards to take the silicon. So we're pretty confident about an upcycle coming in or correction in the downcycle. Obviously, I don't have a very good indication if it's going to be next week or next month or 2 months, but it's coming.
All right. Competitively, looks like one of your largest competitors guided really only for 15%-20% growth, while you have guided north of 30%. What's the dynamic here? Are you seeing any market share shifts to give you the confidence as you guide for next quarter, or can you help to clarify what the competitive landscape is here today?
You know, where we started a couple of years ago, basically from not a lot of business, and we've grown the business in at least in the semiconductor part dramatically. So it's just the math of things tell you that we're taking market share. I don't think there's any market share changes on a quarterly level. It's very difficult to estimate the changes in a quarterly level. I think us and our main competitor are pretty much even on the back-end inspection in terms of market share. And on a single quarter, it'd be very difficult to comment. In general, I think the trend is good. I mean, we're getting more traction, we're getting more penetration to more customers, and I'm happy our competitors are doing well as well. But the numbers are the numbers. We're guiding 30% up, and they're guiding less, and I think it's a good sign for us.
All right. On the semiconductor side, given that all indications, as you pointed out, is that we're kind of hit bottom in Q1 and things are picking up, what are some of the investments you're making on an R&D side in terms of newer products going forward to position yourself for the upturn in the cycle?
Okay. No, we our R&D investment is continuous. We've just launched a few months ago a new platform for the PCB side of the business. A few months, maybe 2 or 3 months prior to that, we've launched a new Condor tool, which is an additional improvement on the current technologies. And obviously, we have projects that are on a yearly plan, meaning a new platform to develop sometimes takes 2 to 3 years. So we're always working on the platform that will be available 2 to 3 years from now. And that's a normal cycle in developing of optics, lighting, and cameras. So we're always investing in that direction. I think we're pretty well positioned to the changing technology, especially 3D IC and LED and things we've talked about in the past. So I feel comfortable in the level of R&D we're spending and our preparation for future growth.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Jay.
The next question is from Krishna Shankar of Roth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Within the semiconductor business, by the way, congratulations on good quarter and guidance. Can you talk about the types of customers you are getting traction with in semiconductors, both in packaging and the failure analysis tool? Is it foundry, logic, memory? Can you give us some sense for the types of customers you're seeing the design wins in?
Sure. Well, on the packaging side, it's a variety of products, but it's mainly driven by it's mainly driven by both IDMs and OSATs. So a lot of major IDMs are ordering tools, mainly in Asia, and some of the OSATs as well. And most of the activity there is related to, I would say, flip chip packages, wafer level CSPs, and advanced packaging. I would say the more expensive packages get inspected and measured, where the what we call jelly beans or the cheap or less expensive packages are less inspected and measured. So that's on the packaging side. On the cell, on the sample prep side, it's really these customers who are actively investing in what we call, I would say, 28 nanometers and below. It's not that we don't have a technology advantage on the higher nodes. It's just when you look at sample preparation and our offer to the market, our value proposition is almost unbeatable when you talk about very, very thin samples going below the 20, below the 30 nanometers. And to some extent, I can say that we're almost the only viable solution here. On the other hand, we're in penetration, we're the new guy, we have to prove it, we have to show that it's working, and so on and so on. So if I look at the guys who are buying the sample prep tools from us, it would be really those memory, foundry, and IDMs. All of them are top guys. All of them are from the top 5, top 10 players. And all of them are doing it with relation to their next generation technology nodes. So that hope that kind of shed some light on.
Great. And then so you have really multiple sort of lead orders for this sample preparation tool now?
Right now we have about 6 customers with 7 tools. And we should have 2 more in the next couple of months. So that's the expectation. At least that's, I've said before, we had one successful demonstration a few weeks back and should have another very important demonstration in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully these will translate into additional activity.
Great, thank you, and congrats again on good results.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel a request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Parat to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, within the next 48 hours. Mr. Parat, would you like to make your concluding statement?
I just want to thank everybody for joining us on the call today, and thank you and see you later.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek First Quarter 2012 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.